Good morning. Today is Monday, May the 2nd. The day when it all starts in Eureka. 134th day of the new year. Joining us this morning from College of the Redwoods. He has interim in front of his name, but, well, many of us hope it's not.
Oh, you're very kind.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I'm kind of gullible, too.
which I appreciate very
thank you
much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
President, because we don't do interim around here. For College of the Redwoods, Keith Snowflamer.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to you.
And
it's a pleasure for me to be here with you.
Well, no. You save that one for the end of the show.
Well, it's still a
then
pleasure.
Then you're not sure. No early commitments on this one. Our quote this morning, let's see, comes from, Shakespeare. Now that he's over 400 years old. This is from Othello, written in 1604, quote, "It's silliness to live when to live is torment."
I don't know how to respond to that, which is very good.
No need.
Which is very good.
It'll play today as the news and the pictures start coming out about the movement out of the Bayshore Mall and Palco, homeless and all that stuff.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's kind of like we spent more than 2 seconds to find that quote, huh? So, Keith, if you're introducing yourself to folks, as I know there are a number in the audience who know you, know of you, and feel comfortable with you, and there's a number who don't know, you know, if you were in a police lineup, not that would happen. They couldn't pick you out. So, who's Keith?
Wow, that is a fantastic question. Well, let's talk about how I arrived at the position I have. I've been at CR for about 8 years. First, I served as the Vice President for Instruction and Student Development as a combined position, so I've been there for several years. And the board made a decision to hire me on a 2-year contract as the interim president superintendent because I've been there for a long time and I know the players and we still have to move the college forward. So I've been having that job. I've had that job since Kathy Smith retired last year.
And at CR, tenure counts.
At CR, tenure does
gotcha.
Count.
Now this
well,
year,
it's
this
no
your
longer
second?
A pleasure to be here with you.
See? Now this is your second rodeo, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So
yes, it is indeed.
You knew what you were getting into this time.
Oh, I knew it, and I love the college. It's just...
What makes CR that heartbeat for you? What sets it apart, or what really draws you or drew you to CR?
You bet. I came here from Chicago, and of course, Chicago is a windy city, very cold, very hot, lots of traffic, but what drew me to CR... was really the feel of the place, the feel of the people. And I think that's what sets CR apart than other institutions, is that people genuinely care about each other. Sure, we care about the students, that they are really the lifeblood of the institution. But the people themselves, I think they care about what happens to each other, and they deeply care about what happens to the institution. And that really is rare.
So you weren't escaping Chicago before Emmanuel came in. It just was coincidence.
You're quite right. Quite right. I remember that pleasure part.
Focus on that pleasure word.
It's still good. Matter of fact, I was there with under Harold Washington's
reign. Oh, really?
In Chicago. Yes, I was.
Okay. Were you always in education?
No, actually, I wasn't. I was in education in Chicago and then education in Washington State. And prior to that, I was in business with Kraft Foods in Chicago. So I have a wide range of experience. I was also in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, I was told that I should discount that from one person here on staff.
They were probably in the Army.
Yeah, imagine that. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Keith Snowflamer. Keith, CR is one of those factors in the county. Or the two counties, I guess, you know, we may as well include everybody, that is either top of mind or you don't think too much about.
Yeah.
You know, the Del Norte campus, okay, you kind of go there and it's the high school campus.
Yes.
Okay. with redwoods here in Eureka, well, you got to go around the corner for a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you happen to be traveling mm-hmm. north to work, you might see it, but it's still kind of tucked mm-hmm. away a little bit.
Yeah.
When friends come here, whether they're from Chicago or mm-hmm. not, what do they think of the school? When you say, here's what I do, here's where I do it. What impressions do they have of CR?
That is a great question, because when I take them, well, when I say I'm the president of College of the Redwoods, they say, well, where's that? So I drive them to the campus. That's when I have them hooked. Because the beauty of the campus, the redwood trees, no traffic. You know, we have deer on the front lawn, with the occasional bear or cougar by the residential life system. But it's just gorgeous, and people love the setting. And I think that's what makes them fall in love with it.
When you talk to the folks about the academics at Redwoods,
yeah,
things have changed. I mean, you got the program where the high school kids can co-enroll and they're taking classes and
right.
yep. college credit, kind yeah. of like an accelerated AP is how I, in my simple mind, is
very, very similar. Yes.
Kind of figured that one out.
Yeah.
You've got the traditional, the non-traditional. You've got the huge investments that have been made
in buildings
to help out with yeah. the academics. How do you describe the academics at CR?
Fantastic. And I think, and here's the reason why I say that, because I've been around a while. I've been in those colleges that have huge 100, 200 level courses. I sat in classes when I was an undergrad with 300 or 400 or 500 people.
Oh, cool.
And although it was fun, and it was an experience, but the faculty that taught those classes didn't know my name, could not pick me out of the lineup, as you say. But at CR, we have extremely small classes. So academically, it's extremely strong because we have faculty who have been to other places and they're coming to CR to teach students because they want that hands-on experience of teaching, not to do a whole bunch of research. So I think that's what sets us apart as well, is the faculty are phenomenal. And as a matter of fact, academically, last year we hired almost 9 new faculty. Just to beef up the faculty ranks. This year we're bringing in another 6, 7, or 8. So when people ask me what's instruction and why faculty, I say, well, it's similar to a car. It's very similar to a car.
Hot air and gas?
Wrong.
Oh, wrong part of the car?
Wrong part of the car.
Okay.
Because the faculty, the academics, is the engine of the car. What we do with academics, instruction, that's what keeps the college moving forward. And everything around that supports what the faculty do in the classroom.
Who is your ideal faculty member? What's their profile like?
Wow, I have never been asked that question. But let me put it in simple terms for me, for my simple brain, is that the ideal faculty member is committed to their discipline, and it's committed to student success, helping students through, regardless of how the students are coming to the college. Either they're very well prepared or not very well prepared, but the faculty take a genuine interest in that student success and well-being.
But narrow also, with blinders?
Help me understand.
Let's say I was history or sales. Or
absolutely.
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Boom. That's what I know. Now, if you ask me about current events today, I don't have a clue because it's sales.
It's sales.
Sales,
okay.
Sales, sales.
Understand.
You ask me about what's going on around the corner, I have no clue because it's too much academic,
yeah.
Not enough real life. What do you look for as a balance in there?
In terms of our faculty?
For the faculty, that really would be ideal.
And that's where we're struggling too, is that we have faculty that care about students, but we have faculty who love their discipline. But now what we have to do is get faculty outside the classroom, outside of CR, to see what the rest of the world is doing. And that's where we're putting a major push now. I think we're going to talk about where the college is going, but we're working on making sure that we have a very sustainable and strong system of professional development, not just for the faculty, but for all employees. Because the college is a place to work, and we cannot really be successful unless the faculty and the employees are moving forward for their own professional growth.
And I would think it's really tempting, really easy, mm-hmm. just to stay in that discipline. Police chiefs are sitting in the same chair, right?
Yeah.
So how do you keep cops from thinking everybody's a bad guy? Same question, right?
Yeah.
Just wrap differently?
Yeah, great question.
And the big push to mm-hmm. get them outside so that they aren't just thinking as a cop, they're thinking as a regular guy with law enforcement as a career.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing.
You know, it's very similar, but it's just not that we push people out in the world to see what's going on, but we also bring in experts to the campus and say, here's what's going on. For example, last Friday we brought Dr. Derek Smith on campus, and he's from San Francisco, and he consults with other colleges and institutions. We brought him in to talk to all the faculty and staff about student equity, student success, and diversity. To talk about why those things are important, not for students, but for society, the institution, et cetera. And so that has garnered significant conversation.
The concept of professional development is one that seems to be intriguing for a lot of folks.
Yes.
Because the definition, oh, I'm on sabbatical. What does that mean? Well, I'm going out and studying the dunes on clear days
yeah.
at low tide. And working on my tan, you know, the effects of sunlight on my skin.
On some people's skin,
yeah,
but it's okay.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I gotcha.
KINS, News and Information Times 830. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
That is
good
fun.
Morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Keith. We still like you, and it's still a fun show and a pleasure to be here. Snowflamer from College of the Redwoods.
It's still a pleasure to be here with you. Indeed.
Talk Shop presented by Redec and by CDH Painting. Keith, what is the goal for you from the community back to the school? Now, I'm sure you know the history and that a lot of folks who aren't with us anymore were the real chargers to get the school here, to fund the school, to get it off the ground. It's been now 50-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those folks are gone. Yeah, mm-hmm. Some of us remember if it was our parents or grandparents.
Right.
Some of the stories, but probably didn't see the lift ourselves. CR is now mature.
Yeah.
What do you want the community to think about when they think College of the Redwoods?
I want CCR to be the first choice of both a high school student and a returning student, that we can give both clientele exactly what they need to be successful, whatever goal that they happen to have. But what I really want folks to realize is we want to continue the mission that CR started with, to look at transfer students, career technical education, basic skills. But also, I'm looking at now working with cabinet and faculty and staff to revise our education master plan from 2017 to 2021. So we're really looking very closely at how do we get those pathways between our business community, social services community, and our community at large. How can we translate their needs moving forward to our educational programs? And that's what we're in the process of doing now. So we can meet the community's needs moving forward past 2017, past 2021.
The word communication leaps to mind.
Yes, of course.
Does the business community talk to CR? Not through the board, because that's a different critter entirely, and they're seeing things through different lenses. Going up and down Main Street, if you're in Fortuna.
Sure.
Or around the plaza. I know that's why you hang out around the plaza in Arcata.
That's the only reason why.
Nothing to do with any of the particular offerings that are there.
Of course
not. Up and down. You know, in any street.
Of course. Yeah.
How do you select the guys you want to talk to? How do you know if they're really giving you the straight. And then when they do give it to you, how do you take that information and fold that into the curriculum and the classes that are being offered?
Wow, that's a very broad question.
Well, you said you're doing a five-year plan, so I figured you have a little time.
Which is perfect. Well, what we're doing now is we are talking to, like, the Eureka Chamber, REDAC. We're talking to different venues about what does the business community need. For example, I'm going out to meet with some CEOs and HR directors locally in about a week and a half to get their input. Now, how we synthesize all that information into what our needs are going to be, that's going to be key. So we'll look at themes, and we'll look at what can the college actually support, what kind of budget do we have, and what the actual needs are. So we will take the input from our community and look at the data that underlies those things to make sure that we use the data from the state, the targets of opportunity that Eureka's put through over several years, and look at the data to make sure that the data supports us moving forward on an educational program.
That's not CYA. That's just what has to happen.
That is how we do business.
The concept of working with the business community seems to be kind of intriguing because I sense we have different definitions for a lot of the words. It just is.
Oh, probably. Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So how much flexibility does a JC or CR specifically have in embracing the newfound knowledge and trying to inject that into the classroom? I will bet you top. Drug-free. Show up to work on time. Don't expect a raise in the first 5 days. Have a commitment, some passion, and be willing to learn and be flexible. None of those are really industry-specific things, but it's an attitude.
You know.
So how do you take that, something that's like that and try to incorporate it into the academic world where most times it's black and white, right and wrong?
Yeah. And so what you're talking about is something that REDAC gave to Marty and I just recently on Monday. They asked us, how do we educate our employees on those soft skills? Not how to operate a lathe, or not how to do sales, but how do we train people to get along with each other, to work as teams, to come to work on time, to dress appropriately, to pull up their pants.
You know, and have them stay up.
And
you have them include that one too. Yeah.
Exactly. And so what you're asking us to do is to re-educate employees on those soft skills of the workplace.
Or to go against the culture. Bottom line, you know, I mean, we have a drug culture that's pretty well established here in Humboldt County.
Yeah, and
how do you buck the trend?
I understand. I
mean, things like that really are different. Unless somebody really does just want to stay here in Humboldt County, if they're looking to go on, a lot of the stuff that's acceptable here, as you know, isn't acceptable in other areas.
I do understand. Don't forget, I moved here from Chicago.
Yeah, well, yeah, see.
And so, and the beauty of CR is that we just don't have to worry about a credit program, a credit course, but we can actually teach those soft skills within the non-credit adult education program. So, and these are courses that are short term. It could be 8 hours. It could be longer. That are perfect. That are free for students. So we could teach those soft skills to students that don't have to worry about having it through the regular curriculum.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Keith Snowflamer.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Keith Snowflamer from CR. Del Norte, CR Eureka.
And Mendocino.
I thought the Fort Bragg campus closed.
No. No, actually, we're
okay, those guys too.
Yes. Well, we're in the process of transferring that territory to Mendocino College. And that hasn't been finalized
yet.
Okay,
it's not closing. That's right. I know that's the wrong terminology you use.
It's not closing.
It's somebody else.
At some point,
shortly,
it shall.
Shortly.
Yep.
You said that you wanted CR to be, what I heard you say.
Yes.
A destination college.
Absolutely.
Or JC. Okay. Destination for
college.
Everybody. What do you see that would make it one so that somebody from, let's say, Fresno,
yeah,
wanted to come here? Somebody from Weed wanted to come here. Somebody was willing to come from outside of the territory and come here. How much of a magnet can Redwoods become and still be a 12-14 in the educational model?
Absolutely. And that's what we're trying to answer now. We have all the tools to be extremely successful. We have strong academic programs. We have strong student services and business programs and things and services. What we're working on now is we've hired a consultant to help us rebrand the college, to figure out a common message, a common brand that will lead us going forward in 10, 15, 20 years. So we're looking at a rebranding process to talk about how do we market the institution, what are our strengths, what do we want to push, and what do we not want to push? So that to be attractive to not only students coming from Arcata High, Eureka High School, but for students from Salinas or from Fresno. What programs do we have?
There's a four-word one for you. We are worth it. Worth your time, worth your investment, worth your
That is the concept we're getting to,
but kind of an approach.
But that's probably not
the
tagline we're going to have.
Up Tad.
but it's a very good concept.
If folks want to be involved,
yeah,
with even just that basic little bit, who do they call? Do they call
me.
Your office and
absolutely
take it from there?
Call me, and I'd love to talk to them.
Very cool.
And I will get them involved with me.
Thanks for coming by, and hopefully this was fun so we can get you back next month, too.
I'll come anytime you want. It's been great talking to you.
We've been Talking Shop this morning with Keith Snowflamer. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.